Documents obtained by Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick. Now, they've shed new light on the AFP raids on the ABC and News Corp. You will recall them. Now, the federal police refused to release some of the information that the senator requested on the grounds, and this is the critical point, on the grounds that it involved another agency which is exempt from freedom of information laws. Now, that has all pointed the finger outside the AFP. ASIO and the Australian Signals Directorate are allowed to operate in Australia and are exempted from FOI legislation. Are we joining too many dots? Michael Shoebridge is the Director of Defence Strategy and National Security at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He joins us now. Michael, welcome.
Thanks very much, Jonathan.
AFP is pursuing the ABC and News Corp for publishing stories based on leaked classified information. Senator Patrick, now he thinks the other agency involved, thanks to his FOI rejection, is most likely ASIO or the Australian Signals Directorate. Do you agree?
He could well be right, but there are exemptions in FOI around national security anyway. So I think the bigger issue is there being adequate disclosure of information to the public around what these government decisions are? And is the FOI process being used properly, or is it being used to keep things from the public that they should know?
If he is right, just to play that out, how significant would that be? Would be the involvement of either ASIO or the ASD in a case like this?
Not that significant, I don't think, because the current laws that govern the intelligence agencies, notably the Intelligence Services Act, let ASIO and any other Australian intelligence agency provide technical assistance to the AFP under that legislation. So that wouldn't be a particularly unusual thing for them to do, but they'd have to use the appropriate legal machinery to do that.
I mean, it's a difficult thing. If FOI is being used to obstruct access, by the very nature of that obstruction, it's hard to tell whether that's in fact the case.
Well, I suppose I've got a view about how parts of Australia's national security community are not disclosing information that they could. I think there has been a trend towards the default to being reluctant to release anything not absolutely required by law. And I don't think that's what FOI is meant to be about. FOI, in principle, is meant to be about maximum disclosure, except when there is a compelling reason not to. But there have been examples. I just wrote about one very recently about a big acquisition report from the Defence Organisation where there was so much black ink used to censor the text that you really needed to have a toner order form attached to the document.
I take your point. It's interesting that the ASD is raised here because one of the raided journalists, Annika Smethurst, was being investigated for publishing information on a proposal to allow that directorate to investigate the affairs domestically of Australians. Their involvement in that investigation would either be logical or inappropriate.
Well, I think that investigation would have to be led by an agency other than ASD. So, you know, the Federal Police would be the right agency to lead it. Mm. It certainly wouldn't be right for ASD to lead that kind of investigation, A, because they're not a law enforcement organisation, and B, because their mandate about collection is really foreign collection. All they could do is provide technical assistance to the AFP.
What would that mean, technical assistance?
Well, technical assistance can be capabilities that other agencies have that the AFP don't. So, you know, obviously, ASIO will have a range of technical capabilities under things like the telecommunications interception legislation. So if they've got that kind of capability and it's needed to support an AFP investigation, they could provide that kind of assistance. But it's all got to be done under the leadership and direction of that law enforcement agency.
Senator Patrick, he says it's clear from the documents that he's received that the journalists themselves, rather than the source of their information, and those journalists, Dan Oakes, Sam Clark, Annika Smethurst, that they are the targets of the investigation. Does that change the nature of this case?
I think it would, because I think this really has to be focused very closely on if classified information was leaked by a Commonwealth employee or employees, that is the issue of security attention. And this has been the sort of confused public debate about this. Mm. Investigating journalists for doing their job just doesn't seem sensible public policy. Investigating Commonwealth officials who may have broken their obligations to keep classified information secure is a whole other thing. And I think, however the AFP proceeds, I would hope that they're very mindful of that very clear distinction. The problem, of course, is if you're a journalist and your home is raided, or you're a journalist and your office premises are raided, yep. It can't help but chill your approach to doing your job. And I think that is the consequence that really has people so concerned, and I think it's a very sensible concern.
A raid is one thing, charges against those journalists would be another.
Well, that would be a whole different level of government decision, and there's discretion in prosecution, and you would really expect that any discretion would be exercised not to prosecute, because I think all that would do is validate concerns about whether this is targeted at the journalist profession, when my view is we're at a time of declining public trust in government institutions, and the antidote to that is more disclosure and more accountability, so investigative journalism is more important than ever before.
And yet various public servants abound by legislation, by acts of secrecy. In any instance, are they protected by whistleblowing in the national interest?
Yes, there's the public disclosure scheme. They're protected by that and various whistleblower processes within Commonwealth agencies. I think a defining issue here might be, is information that was disclosed really classified, or is it just embarrassing?
Yes.
I mean, it's never been a defence in FOI to say, well, I just slapped a classified sticker on it. It actually has to be intrinsically able to be justified as classified information.
I mean, there's a tricky balance here in maintaining security while still keeping Australians informed about security issues.
Yes, yeah, and that's where I think this, this example I was giving you about the defence report about projects. You know, it's about project implementation and are there challenges, are they on track, what's being done. My view is it's an example of the default approach of not disclosing to the public things that really could be being very clear, because I bet when a bunch of defence officials are grilled up in Senate estimates, they will disclose a whole lot of information that is behind the black ink in that massively censored document. It's that kind of culture, I think, has to change. And that, to me, kind of gets to the heart of this matter you're talking about.
I mean, there's an equal culture of obfuscation around issues around national security. And the government has and continues, this is governments of both stripes, has and continues to pass vast bodies of legislation around national security, using that threat of terrorism as a deterrent to scrutiny. Does that sort of parliamentary work, does that sort of work of government get the scrutiny it needs?
Well, I think there are real threats to public safety and national security, and I think there are lots of compelling reasons for classified information to be classified and to be tightly controlled. So I'm not discounting that at all. But I think also there's an enormous opportunity to be more candid in public disclosure than current practices demonstrate. So even the most highly classified things can be subject to a lot of public disclosure.
Mm.
The American experience with their Joint Strike Fighter program, there were thousands of pages of public documentation about all the development challenges, and yet that's one of the most highly classified defense capabilities on the planet. So it's possible to strike the balance, and it's possible to disclose more. And I think that is the big public policy issue, and it'd be great to see the Morrison government really taking that on.
Michael, thank you.
Great. Thanks very much, Jonathan.
Michael Shoebridge, Director of Defence Strategy and National Security at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Drive on RN.